Timmins, Waubun Tribal Council is throwing its support behind a Timmins mine operator in the face of an Indigenous legal challenge against the Ontario government and Newmont to halt a proposed new mine. The Timmins-based council issued a news release on January 3 maintaining that the operator of gold mining operations in Chapleau and Timmins have been a responsible, respectful and diligent corporate citizen. Waubun represents six Indigenous communities in northeastern Ontario. In late November, Taikwa Tagamu Nation, TTN, located near Cochrane, launched legal action against the province and Newmont, claiming the government failed in its duty to consult on the upcoming Pamour mine development. TTN is not a member of the Waubun Tribal Council. TTN wants the Ontario Superior Court of Justice to stay permits and approvals on Newmont's plans to restart Pamour mine, outside Timmins, and put it back into gold production. TTN contends Newmont's mines in the Timmins area are within its territorial lands. In the news release, Waubun counters that the Ontario government should allow Porcupine mines to continue to operate, without delay or interruption. Our First Nations are reliant on these operations for our well-being in the same way our neighboring municipalities, and the people of northeastern Ontario are. In a very nuanced statement, Waubun does not specifically mention TTN's legal challenge, adding only that it chooses to collaborate with its mining industry partners, then cause interruptions to mine operations through litigation. Waubun also does not mention Newmont, which has its entire Porcupine operations up for sale. Over the years, Waubun said it's had deep consultations with companies operating within their traditional territory to discuss project development and identify environmental issues of concern. Waubun said it's worked with Porcupine Mines in Timmins and the Borden Mine in Chapleau to great mutual benefit, and the operators have included First Nations in meaningful ways. Waubun is considered one of the more progressive tribal councils in Canada with its templated approach toward establishing solid and beneficial relationships with industry. Back in 2014, four Waubun communities signed a development agreement with Goldcorp, since acquired by Newmont, that eventually led to many mining spin-off benefits for the communities. Taikwa Tagamu Nation does not have any similar agreement with the company. Waubun said this decade-old agreement has served them well and should satisfy government regulators that the company has more than adequately responded to First Nation concerns. Follow-up agreements have provided opportunities for Indigenous-owned companies to provide mining services and benefit from direct revenue sharing. These realities have convinced the Waubun First Nations that Porcupine Mines is a committed and responsible mine operator, whom we are pleased to host on our ancestral lands, Waubun said. TTN Deputy Chief Derek Archibald responded Waubun may be satisfied with its agreements, but he questioned how these deals are structured and implemented. Striking agreements must go beyond ticking boxes, but reflect real partnerships based on accountability, environmental stewardship and tangible benefits for impacted communities, Archibald said by email. And these agreements can't be isolated to only one community, but must be part of a broader dialogue. Our focus is on protecting our land, setting the bar higher, and ensuring our people see meaningful opportunities that align with our values, he said. Archibald said First Nations across Canada continue to grapple with long-term environmental impacts from mining, logging and oil sands development, disputes over fair revenue sharing, and struggles with pipeline projects. That Newmont has spent millions on a new water treatment plant at the Pamour Pit highlights broader challenges First Nations face in ensuring resource companies take meaningful action to address environmental concerns, he said. When asked for an update on where TTN's challenge stands on Pamour and the province has stepped up efforts to consult and reach a satisfactory resolution, Archibald answered that they are in discussions to ensure our concerns are meaningfully addressed.